rising to the ceiling, wasn't roaring properly. He pushed the telegram away, rose ponderously to his feet, adjusted the flue, and thrust three shovels of coal into the firebox. Then he stood with his back to the stove, filled his pipe, and adjusted his stud collar, which was irritating his neck, even though it wasn't set very high. He glanced at his watch. 4 p.m. His jacket was hanging on a hook on the back of the door. Slowly, he returned to his desk, mouthing a translation as he went. International Criminal Police Commission to Police Judiciaire in Paris. Krakow police report citing Pietre, the Latvian, en route to Bremen. The International Criminal Police Commission, or ICPC, is based in Vienna. Broadly speaking, it oversees the struggle against organized crime in Europe, with a particular responsibility for liaison between the various national police forces on the continent. Maigret pulled up another telegram that was similarly written in IPC, the secret international police code, used for communication between all the world's police forces. He translated at sight, Polizei Presidium Bremen to PJ Paris. Pietre the Latvian reported en route Amsterdam and Brussels. Another telegram from the Nederlandse Centrale in Zaken Internationale Bestadige, the Dutch police HQ, reported. At 11 a.m., Pietre the Latvian boarded Etoile du Nord, compartment G263, car 5, destination Paris. The final message in IPC had been sent from Brussels and said, confirm Pietre the Latvian on board Etoile du Nord, via Brussels, 2 a.m., in compartment, reported by Amsterdam. Behind Maigret's desk, there was a huge map pinned to the wall. The inspector was a broad and heavy man. He stood staring at the map with his hands in his pockets and his pipe sticking out the side of his mouth. His eyes travelled from the dot representing Krakow to the other dot showing the port of Bremen and from there to Amsterdam and Paris. He checked the time again. 4:20. The Etoile du Nord should now be hurtling along at 60 miles an hour between Saint-Quentin and Compiègne. It wouldn't stop at the border. It wouldn't be slowing down. In car 5, compartment G263, Pietre the Latvian was presumably spending his time reading or looking at the scenery. Maigret went over to a door that opened onto a closet, washed his hands in an enamel basin, ran a comb through his thick, dark brown hair, flecked only with a few silver strands around the temple, and did his best to straighten out his tie. He'd never learned how to do a proper knot. It was November, and it was getting dark. Through the window, he could see a branch of the Seine, Place Saint-Michel, and a floating washhouse, all in a blue shroud, speckled by gas lamps, lighting up one after the other. He opened a drawer and glanced at a dispatch from the International Identification Bureau in Copenhagen. Paris, PJ, Pietre Le Leton, 32169-01512-0224-0255-02732, 03-16-03-21-6-03-233-03-243-03-244-03-244-05-03-522-04-115-04-144-04-147-05-221. This time he made an effort to speak the translation aloud and even went over it several times, like a schoolchild reciting a lesson. Description: Pietre the Latvian, apparent age 32 years, height 169 centimetres, sinus, top straight line, bottom flat, extension large max, special feature septum not visible, ear unmarked, rim, lobe large, max cross